Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Trump impeachment trial.
Impeachment managers are promising evidence nobody has seen before.
Cases of a COVID variant
doubling nearly every 10 days.
Deadly clinic shooting.
We are very familiar with the suspect.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Opening statements begin today in former President Trump's second impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate. CBS's Nancy Cordes says it comes a day after Democrats unveiled dramatic and chilling video to begin to make their case.
Presidents can't inflame insurrection and then walk away.
The House managers previewed their argument yesterday.
We are going to the Capitol!
Using a powerful video that walked senators through the assault on their own chamber.
We fight like hell.
Along with Mr. Trump's actions before and after.
We love you. You're very special.
He validated their attack. He told them, remember this day forever.
Mr. Trump's defense got off on the wrong foot.
We changed what we were going to do on account that we thought that the House manager's presentation was well done.
Lawyer Bruce Castor, who specializes in medical malpractice and personal injury cases, kept diverging from the issue at hand.
We still know what records are, right? On the thing you put the needle down on and you play it.
Senators called it rambling, a rocky start, even inappropriate. And those were just the Republicans.
President Trump's team were disorganized. They did everything they could but to talk about the question at hand.
Still, just one of them, Louisiana's Bill Cassidy, changed his position, joining five other Republicans who voted with Democrats to let the trial go forward.
CBS's Major Garrett says frustration about the Trump legal team extends to the former president himself.
Former President Trump's legal team was put together rapidly, and the president was not pleased, angry with watching this team formed basically in the last minute before the impeachment process began.
It's now expected President Biden's plan to reopen schools will come out on Friday. Chicago's teachers union has approved a deal that will get students back into the classroom, the first wave of students heading in tomorrow. CBS's Meg Oliver is in Philadelphia, where teachers are resisting a reopening.
I'm missing the connections with my students.
Third grade teacher David Malone has been teaching from his basement since last March.
If all safety measures are met, then I do want to go back to school.
Malone is one of thousands of Philadelphia teachers who refuse to return to their classrooms due to safety concerns. Malone works at Edmonds Elementary, where the ventilation system has not been upgraded. At William H. Hunter Elementary School, Principal Heather Mall Miller is ready to go back. Her school made a $20,000 upgrade to its ventilation system, but says that's just one element of safety.
There's levels of protection, human behavior, social distancing, hand washing, things like that.
California has now passed New York as the state with the most COVID deaths, nearly 45,000. And researchers say last year's Mardi Gras in New Orleans likely spawned 50,000 cases linked to a person with the virus who got there 2 weeks before Fat Tuesday. Health officials say cases of the COVID variant first found in the UK are doubling every 10 days now in this country. CBS's Carter Evans says experts studying how the virus mutates looked at the case of a 45-year-old Boston man who had a variant for months before he died.
Doctors found the virus inside of him had mutated, get this, more than 20 times. Now, this is an extraordinary case. Considering the life cycle of the virus in a healthy person is typically only around 2 weeks. Now, the reason why it lasted so long is because the man was immunocompromised, like an estimated 10 million other Americans. But in this case, the man's immune response wasn't strong enough to fully eradicate the virus. It was just strong enough that it forced the virus to adapt.
One person was killed, four others wounded in a shooting at a health care clinic in Buffalo, Minnesota, 40 miles northwest of Minneapolis. Kathy Kurth was at the clinic when it happened.
I heard this man say, "Get down on the ground." He had a gun. There was shooting. I didn't know what to do.
Police say the 67-year-old man who opened fire was unhappy with care he'd received there. Investigators are also checking a suspicious device left at a motel where he was staying. The NBA gave teams pregame options in the pandemic, and now with some fans allowed at games for the first time, the Dallas Mavericks are not playing the national anthem before tip-off. 8 months after Quaker Oats said it would retire the Aunt Jemima brand.
Do Aunt Jemima pancakes sound good?
The company says packaging will change over in June to Pearl Milling Company. It's a throwback to a Missouri company that came up with self-rising pancake mix in the late 19th century. Aunt Jemima was seen as a dated racial stereotype. Order in the court via Zoom in West Texas, a judge and two attorneys, but one lawyer looked like a talking, fluffy white kitten.
I believe you have a filter turned on.
I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Judge Roy Ferguson worked with him to remove the cat filter.
This gentleman handled it very gracefully. It would have been different if I had laughed.
The lawyer, Rod Ponton, says he's getting calls from all over the world about the video that's now gone viral. Well, there's a cat on the cover of an album that came out 50 years ago as a prolific songwriter became a superstar in her own right when it climbed to the top of the charts.
My life has been a tapestry.
It's an iconic album. Carole King's Tapestry contains songs known by millions around the world. It's Too Late was the biggest hit, but you only need to listen to just a few notes to instantly recognize song after song.
I feel the earth move under my
Tapestry, without a doubt, is an absolute classic.
Anthony DeCurtis is with Rolling Stone magazine. He says the album particularly hit home with the 1970s feminist movement.
Both the imagery and the songs just spoke to people.
Another song on the album,
"You Just Call Out My Name,"
became a mega hit for James Taylor. Tapestry stayed on the charts for more than 300 weeks.
Tapestry still sounds fresh to me.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Are we ready for a new trip to the Land of Oz?
We're off to see this classic again. New Line Cinema says it's developing a fresh take of Dorothy and her visit to the Land of Oz from the 121-year-old novel that was made into the 1939 musical Wizard of Oz, starring Judy Garland.
Because of the wonderful things he does.
The movie house says the new movie will not be a musical, but since Warner Brothers owns New Line Cinema, it can use some trademarked elements like the ruby slippers.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Lawyers for Donald Trump were also at work yesterday in Palm Beach, Florida, as the town council heard arguments over whether he should be allowed to live at his Mar-a-Lago club. Neighbors say it violates a 1993 agreement Mr. Trump struck with the town. It's not clear if there will be any ruling. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.